Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I think I told you before one time the story of how we adopted our daughter. I was stationed in San Diego, and we had not had any children after 7 years of marriage. Ann's doctor suggested that she should get on their baby list. And so she went out to the receptionist and said, "I'm supposed to get on the baby list." The receptionist reached over, got the list, wrote our names down. We were number 13 on the list. Ann was curious how long it might be before we might see a child, and they said, "Well, it's really hard to tell. Could be a year, could be 2 years." A week later, we get a phone call from the doctor who says, "There's a baby available. Would you like to have it?" Ann almost ran down to get the baby almost immediately, but it was another month before that baby was born. How did that happen? Well, apparently a young lady had come in that intervening week and decided that she wanted to give her baby up and that she wanted to have some control as to who adopted that child rather than going through a state agency. So the folks said, "Okay, where's the baby list?" And they couldn't find it. And the only names that they could remember were ours. And so a month later, we had a daughter, and 6 months later, she was adopted legally to us. You may not know that Ann is also adopted. And so because of Ann's adoption and our adopted daughter, there's some things that we learned about children who are adopted. And I want to go through some of those for you briefly. You know, adoptions are never accidental. Sometimes parents choose not to have children at some point or another, and yet they are still blessed with a child that comes along unexpectedly. Adoptions, on the other hand, are not unexpected. Adoptions don't just happen for several reasons. There's a long list of things that you have to go through today, and there's a lot of places where parents might change their mind. That long process is involved and detailed, and so there's places where the parents might just give up. There's another thing about adopted children. There's a price that has to be paid. That price is not covered by insurance, and so we were fortunate in our adoption that we only had to pay attorney fees. In terms of today's dollars, it would have been about $1,500 for her adoption. But according to Adoptive Families magazine, a private adoption today can cost as much as $40,000 or $50,000. And so many people start GoFundMe accounts to come up with a price that has to be paid for that adoption. Nonetheless, adopted children are treasured. We would hope that all children are treasured by their parents, but adoptive parents seem to have a much more active process in seeking that child. It doesn't come quite as easily. So after coming a lot of challenges of time and frustration and finances, does that child finally come into the family? And so that child is treasured. Like biological children, adopted children become the legal children of their parents. When they're not born into a family, they must be legally adopted. But once they're adopted, there's no difference between that child and a biological child in terms of the law. Adopted children will inherit from their parents just like a biological child would inherit from their children. Adopted children have the same full legal rights as a biological child and can speak for that parent in certain situations. When that child is adopted, they are given a name. They're given the name of the adoptive parents. And while they may have technically had a different name at some time in the past, they are now given a new name, the new name of their parents. And in that adoption, they're given a new identity in that adoption process as well. And finally, the child that's adopted is integrated into or incorporated into that family, becomes part of that family, just like a biological child would. The adopted child learns about how things are done in that new family, how to live as a member of the family, how problems are solved by that family, how money is handled, how love is expressed, how disappointment is met and dealt with. That's what families do. They nurture their children and take care of them. The adopted child is brought into that home and made part of that new family of which they now belong. Well, you might be wondering at this point, what does this text, or the text that we have today, have to do with adoption? You didn't come here to learn about adoption. You came here to hear some good news. And so far, there hasn't been any. Adoption doesn't seem to have anything to do with the Old Testament reading where Solomon asks for wisdom, which he got. It doesn't seem to have much to do with the gospel lesson where Jesus stays in the temple and is listening to and learning from the priests and the teachers in that temple. So you might be thinking, okay, where's the good news? That's a fair question. And let me see if I can't answer that, if I can't make a connection between earthly adoptions and God's adoption of us. Because that's what Paul speaks about in our epistle lesson for today. He's not encouraging us to adopt earthly children, although that's a good thing to do. He's clearly talking about God's adoption of us so that we have become God's children. And there's a comparison between our adopting an earthly child and God adopting us. And so I'd like to go through each of those steps that I talked about and show the comparison of how when we adopt an earthly child, God has adopted us, because they are very similar things. First of all, Paul begins by saying, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." It's clear that he's talking about God and about nobody else. And then he goes on. He goes on with a litany of things about God's plan for and adoption of us so that we become part of God's heavenly family. So using those same 6 points that I talked about before, let's see how those two kinds of adoptions come together. First of all, we said that adoptions are never accidental or unplanned. Adoptions are always specifically planned for. Paul says, God chose us before the foundation of the world. That's a pretty long-term plan. He says, from eternity, before the time existed, God's plan was for us to become members of his family. And why, you might ask, would God do that? Because God loved us even then. Paul says, in love, God predestined us for adoption as children. And in that love, he wanted to bring us into his household as his sons and daughters. In that love, he wanted to be our father and us to be his children. In that love, he wanted us to call him Abba Father, that is, to call him Daddy. Certainly, God planned our adoption well before we came along. And we talked about the price that we have to pay for adopting an earthly child. Adoption is indeed expensive, and somebody has to pay that price. Paul says, in Jesus we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses. You see, it was Jesus who paid the price for God to adopt us. The price of our adoption was the cost of Jesus' life on the cross. So that would mean that we are probably treasured, just as we said about adopted children. We give children, our children, gifts, and we show them that we love and care for them. We don't love our earthly children because they're perfect. Teenagers are still going to be teenagers. But we love them because they're our children. We gave birth to them or we adopted them. And Paul says this about adoption, God's adoption of us. According to the riches of his grace, he lavished upon us. He lavished the gift of forgiveness and redemption upon us. Paul reminds us that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. The greatest spiritual blessing that God has given us is his forgiveness of our sins. In that passage above, we heard two words that are key. Redemption. Redemption implies that someone was a slave that needed to be saved from that slavery. And forgiveness. That implies that someone has acted improperly toward another person and has incurred some kind of guilt that needs to be taken away. We are slaves to sin. And that slavery, we need to be freed from that slavery. And so in that process of adoption, God treasures us and he cares about us being his children. We also talked about adopted children becoming the legal children of their parents. Adopted children are legally in line to inherit from their adoptive parents. Paul says this about our inheritance. In him, in Jesus, we have obtained an inheritance. If we are God's children, then we are in line for that inheritance. Not an inheritance of money or property as you would inherit from your earthly parents, but the inheritance we adopted children of God have is the inheritance of his love and eternal life with him in heaven. And we said that adopted children are given a name. Our adopted children are given the name of their adoptive parents. In our baptism, Paul says, we were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. To be sealed is to be given a mark, to be given a name. And in our baptism, we receive that mark of the cross. From the text of the baptismal service, it says we are given the sign of the cross both upon the head and upon the heart. That sign marks us as a Christian. It marks us as one being saved or redeemed by Christ crucified. That mark gives us the name Christian, one who believes in Jesus Christ as their Savior. And finally, we said that adopted children are integrated into their new family. Adopted children are trained in the ways of that new family. We, as adopted children of God, are sanctified. That is, we are taught. The Holy Spirit teaches us what it's like to be a child of God. In the third article, we confess our faith in the Holy Spirit. We say, according to Luther, we realize that we cannot by our own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ or come to him. But through the Holy Spirit, we are called, enlightened, and kept in that true faith. Into that adoptive family as children of God. And so today Paul reminds us that because God loves us, because he had wanted to save us from the beginning of time, because we are broken and sinful people, someone had to pay the price for that adoption. That price was the life of his son Jesus, whose death on the cross made up that full price for our adoption. It was that death on the cross that paid the price. But in his resurrection, God opened a way for us to receive our inheritance. And the result is that we are now God's children, and we will inherit eternal life with him in heaven. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding of God's love and adoption for us, may that peace keep you in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.